Top story tonight at 10, a man shot in a squad car. Thank you for joining us. I'm Claudia Barr.
I'm Richard Ransom. Thanks for joining us. Tonight, a Mississippi man is picked up by police, and minutes later, he's dead. It happened over the weekend in Jonesboro, and tonight, just one station is talking to the man's family, who has some tough questions for police. Wayne Carter is here now with tonight's big story. Wayne?
Well, Richard, Claudia, the man was searched, handcuffed, and in the back of the squad car when somehow he's shot in the head. Tonight, an officer is off the job and a family has lost their loved one.
I can't see how.
Teresa Carter just doesn't understand what happened to her son, Chavis, in the back of a police car in Jonesboro, Arkansas. Officers picked him up. They say he had drugs on him and missed a court date on more drug charges. What happened next, though, is where the confusion starts.
As protocol, he was handcuffed behind his back, double locked, and searched.
Handcuffed, double locked, and searched. But somehow, minutes later, police say they heard a thumping noise, turned around, and found Chavis dead, shot in the head in the back of the squad car.
Any given officer has missed something on a search, you know, be it drugs, be it knives, be it razor blades. This instance happened to be a gun.
They're still investigating, but they think Chavis, handcuffed in that squad car, somehow managed to pull out a hidden gun and shoot himself in the head.
What do you think happened to your son?
I think they killed him. My son was suicidal.
In fact, she says he called his girlfriend while pulled over to say he would call her shortly from jail. Even more, the mother says she was told her son was shot in the right temple when she says he was left-handed. She says it just doesn't add up.
They searched him twice. I just want to know what really happened. That's all I want to know.
Well, Jonesboro police say they are investigating all angles of this case, including the possibility that someone else shot Chavis. They say it's one of the reasons the officer is off the force while they investigate on leave. Tonight, they say they send their thoughts and prayers to the family. Live with the latest, Wayne Carter, WREG, News Channel 3.